The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Here's what's coming up on today's experience. It's Dr. Dave's Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but there is a time to laugh. The review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk Jesus with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy right there. Here you go. Here is a challenging question to open up the whole show with. Do we think that God really cares about our splinters? Now listen to what I'm saying. See, a splinter is just this small little thing that just kind of irritates you. You usually get it in the hand somewhere, and it's just, oh, it irritates. It's really frustrating, blah, blah, but it's so small, so insignificant. Do we think, do we believe, do we trust, do we function in that God really cares about our splinters? Wow. If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. We consider that to be sad. Just reach out and give us a call. 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Now, when you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Wow, I love it. Good job, brother. That is awesome. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like a peaceful day and evening with no drama.
Aww. Thank you, David. I wanted to change up the intro a bit. It's Friday.
There you go. And you're welcome to do that anytime you want. Excellent job taking the initiative. We love it. Here's keep it real simple. If you've got a prayer request, if you've got a praise report. Now, a prayer request is just you taking your situation, combining it with the faith of all the other brothers and sisters who are listening, and we take that and we petition the Lord and ask for help. And we have been blessed by the Lord to have answers to prayers.
People are like, well, how do you know there are answers to prayers?
Well, because we pray and then God says yes and they happen. Empirical evidence for those that are searching for it. Additionally, if you've got some praise report, something's like, oh my goodness, this happened, the Lord was so gracious, this took place, share it. People need to hear it. It is a blessing for them to hear. Do not hesitate. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Maybe you're like, yeah, I don't mind sharing that stuff, but Dave, man, come on now. Live on the radio, that's scary. Well, it's not really scary because we're not really professional at this. But if you don't feel comfortable, you can always text during the show. So right now in San Diego, 11:36. Right now in Dallas, 1:36. Right now in New York, 2:36. Right now in Hawaii, I don't know, but that's got nicer weather than we've got in Dallas. Let me just point this out to you, and I'll keep it simple. You can text us at 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Non-professional voice coming now.
214-210-8483.
There you go. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. That's David, D-A-V-I-D, at hemustincrease.org. You can do that throughout the show. We'll do the best we can to respond to everything. Please do not forget about December's schedule. We have a scheduling issue that's coming up next week. Check out the website for that. We'll get to the website in a little bit. And then as well, we'll do Jake's take in the second 60-minute exciting part of the show. But for right now, hold on to your hats. And if you don't have a hat, hold on to your yarmulke. And if you don't have a yarmulke, hold on to your seats. And if you don't have a seat, just hold on, because we are in James chapter 2, verse 13. One of the great, 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 great passages of all in the entire New Testament and in the whole of the Bible. The first part of the verse we talked about last week, for judgment without mercy will be shown to anybody who has not been merciful. That's a principle that people need to understand. You're thinking, well, I want mercy, but I'm not going to give mercy. The answer is no. I want to be left alone for this, but I'm not going to leave other people alone for that. That ain't going to work. But the next verse, my friends, is, in fact, the legendary James 2:13, which says, mercy triumphs over judgment. Mercy triumphs over judgment. The Greek word for triumphs is to exalt or to reign over. If God's mercy did not triumph over his judgment, we would all be toast. And I'm not talking about avocado toast. What's necessary to understand is God's mercy triumphed over judgment. Listen to what I'm going to say. In the Garden of Eden. And you might say to yourself, now wait, Dave, losing it. The spoon man going down. How was mercy triumphing over judgment in the garden, since they were kicked out of the garden and it introduced death and disease to humanity? How, in fact, is that mercy triumphing over judgment? How does mercy triumph that way? Well, the reason for that is quite simple. If God had used the full weight of his judgment against Adam and Eve at the moment, there would be no Adam and Eve. There would be, in fact, no human race. But the reality is there is a human race, and that is mercy. But Dave, there's some troubles that we go through, you know, when you go through stuff. Yeah, I know. And the Lord's teaching you. He allows things to take place in your life so you can learn, grow, develop. All of that stuff is fantastic. But do not misunderstand, not even for a moment, that if it were not for God's mercy, you wouldn't be breathing. You wouldn't be listening to this show. You wouldn't be doing anything. That mercy allowed you to have life. Period. Wow. Now, how powerful is that? Just think, what a great way to start Friday. Like, wow, I want mercy. I love mercy. Mercy is awesome. It's the other side of the coin on grace. You got grace on one side, unmerited favor. And then you got mercy on the other side, not getting something that you do deserve, like judgment. Mercy triumphs over judgment. It exalts over it. It reigns over it. I always think of this. I know it's terrible. That's me. You got to deal with me. I think of mercy and judgment. So I think of a boxing ring, and then I think in one corner is mercy, and the other corner is judgment, and they come out into the middle of the ring, and then judgment's throwing a couple of jabs, and then a hit, and then mercy does an uppercut and knocks judgment out. That's how I think of it. That's the triumph. It's a knockout. Wow. Now, right from that, because James, he's right on it. Remember, this is James, the Lord's brother, not James of Peter, James, and John. This is James of Acts 15. We know that because the James of Peter, James, John died in Acts 12, wasn't around to write this. But verse 14, he says this, "What good is it, my brothers, if someone claims to have faith but have no deeds? Can such faith save him?" Ah, the controversy. There's not any controversy. People just try and make controversy. Why? Because we love to complicate things. The apostle steps it up by saying, hey, you can't just say you have faith. Now, the truth of the matter is, in this Christian walk, I've only been a Christian for 45 years, so it's a small amount of time. But the idea in this Christian walk is I have met too many people that tell me they have faith. But in fact, I only know them as having faith by what they tell me and never by what they do. If they were trying to communicate to me that they have faith by their actions, I would be missing it. And I'm pretty good at looking at stuff like that. And it's pretty simple. If we have faith, it has to be there. It has to be used. It has to be a part of the process. When the words and the actions don't sync, there is a whole nother problem. So I want to talk to you about this. There are many people who have a genuine faith, have expressed a genuine faith, and have even shared with others their faith. And you know that faith is real because they're communicating it. They're trying to live their life by faith. Faith, you know, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So we understand the word of God helps bolster our faith. And we understand that faith pleases God. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. For those who come to God must believe that he is and a rewarder of those who seek him. But I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say it kind of irritatingly. So put up with me for a moment. Bear in my folly. But when we do something in faith, we do something. Okay, in other words, maybe it's prayer, and we offer it in faith, which, by the way, is a form of demonstrating. Maybe it's an activity. Maybe it's a new project. Maybe it's a new ministry. Maybe it's being willing to serve because we want to do something in honor to the Lord. Maybe it has to do with giving. Maybe it has to do with caring. Maybe it has to do with loving people who are beyond lovable, and you want to love them because the Lord's put it in your heart that these people need to be loved, and you're doing it by faith trying to please God. All of those things are outstanding, and they all qualify as actions. In fact, the problem is that in the church today, the church is trying to define what those actions are. I'm not really convinced that's the church's job. I think that's God's job to define what that expression is, but it does have to have action to it. You can't just go around and say, I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian. Never pray, never read your Bible, never fellowship, never do anything for the kingdom of God, never seek first the kingdom of God, never care about anything that has to do with the church, the people of the church, the very thing that God loves the most, his bride. Never, 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 never doing anything that connects them to Jesus. Well, then there's a problem, isn't there? Then there's a lot of lip service, or as Jesus made it very clear, that the Pharisees, their leaven, their teaching, their actions was hypocrite. So you can say one thing and do another, and it makes you false. So what we need to do is have our actions in connection with our faith. Now, some people have more faith than others. That's just a truth. There's nothing weird about that. Some people are able to put their faith into action a little more smoothly than others. Nothing weird about that. For those of us that have a genuine faith, And we know, well, we could do a little better there in some of those areas. Ask the Lord to help you to put into action the faith that you're expressing in some of those tougher areas. Nothing weird about that. Nothing wrong with that. If you're like going, you know, I'm not actually having faith in this area, then ask God to help you take action to make that faith seeable for yourself. God already knows where your faith is at. It's for our sake. The trials that come about aren't so that God can, prove it to himself, and so he can prove it to us and to others. So I know this is a terrible example, and people get mad at me, and I'm getting ready to talk about it in a minute, but it's too bad because this is what's going to be. So Noelle and I, we've gone in and out on the giving, okay? And the reason we go in and out is because at some periods I've been more faithful, at some periods I've been less faithful. That's just to the truth. There's nothing weird about that. It's just true. And it seems to both of us that when we are more diligent in giving, even in faith, and using that action when we can't afford it, the Lord has never left us hanging, not even once. But when we're tighter with it, it seems like the money is tighter all the way around. I know. That's a silly example. Not for us. For us, it's an important example. And so we try and illustrate, we try and live by it. We don't do a perfect job, but we try. We're doing our best. And we ask the Lord, as we do almost every night, help us to do a better job, to please you, to do the things you want us to do. Your faith needs legs. Ask God to help you get the legs so that you can have the faith. That's all. Don't make it harder or weirder, but make it real. And if you're a person that never really puts your faith into action, stop it. Hypocrisy irritates the Lord. Put your faith into action, or at least stop lying about your faith. How about that? Okay, we'll slow that down. Wow, people are like going, wow, I don't want to talk to that guy. We'll slow it down for a second, and we'll get ready right now to go into our first trivia question. And then from the trivia question, I'll send you to the website. Here you go. On which day of creation did God bring about humanity? Is that the second day, the fourth day, or the sixth day? Which day did God bring about humanity? Was it the second day, the fourth day, or the sixth day that mankind was like, hello, here we are? If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. I'm going to send you up to the website right now and tell you these couple of really cool things. Check out the schedule change. Check out, there's praise and prayer report forms up there that you can utilize. If you want prayer for something, you want to keep it private, you just mark that private. There's a public-private box. Same thing for praise reports. You want us to read it, we'll read it. You don't want us to read it, we won't read it. We'll just acknowledge the Lord with you, whatever the case may be. Also on there is a new bumper sticker style that is already on my car, and it is marvelous. That's all I'm going to say. So check that out on the website. Plus, on top of all that, there is an opportunity to give and partner with the ministry, and we would love that. Our scripture for today, Deuteronomy 15:10, give generously to the needy and do not let your heart be grieved when you do so. And because of this, the Lord your God will bless you in all your work and in everything to which you put your hands. Check all the stuff out we got on the website. Go to hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
I thought that one was coming. I'm so glad. I love that one. Is that not the coolest one? It's like the best one we have.
Yeah, that's one of the best ones.
That's absolutely one of the best ones. Okay, once again on the trivia question. Here it is. On which day of creation did God make man? Is that the second day, the fourth day, or the sixth day? On which day did God create man? The second day, the fourth day, or the sixth day if you think you know the answer. 972-445-0770. See, so that's the number you can call. You can also text 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Those are your opportunities to respond to the trivia question. And back to the text we go. So some people listening to what I just taught on was like, wow, that is considered a tough teaching. It's not really tough. If you've got faith and it doesn't have the legs it needs to have, ask God to give you the legs. Why is that? That's not hard. You think he's going to say no to your action of faith? I would be more than amazed. Okay, anyway, so let's go back to the text now. Here in verse 15 of James chapter 2, it says the following. Suppose a brother or a sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you tells him, go in peace, stay warm, be well fed, but does nothing to provide for his physical needs, what good is that? So too, faith by itself, if it is not complemented by action, is dead. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Faith without works is dead. Ooh, ooh. Here is one of the great challenges for Christians, to be honest, and to be honest about how simple this is. Okay, number one, talking about faith in actions. Let me just ask this real quickly. Number one, if they're putting people in jail because they're Christians, are you going to jail? They're putting people in jail because they're Christians. You going to jail? Are we going to jail? Am I going to jail? Are you going to jail? Do we have enough evidence in our life that demonstrates we follow Jesus? Or is it just a lot of lip service? Again, that's going to be have more to do than much more to do in our faith than with just words. It's got to be passwords. It's going to have to be manifest in what we say, do, and think. If you really have faith, I mean genuine faith in Jesus Christ, it has to be a part of not just what you say, that's a part of it, but that's only a part of it. It has to be in what you think, and it has to be in what you do, because the fullness of the man or the woman has to operate in faith. So Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him, or ascribed to him as righteousness. And he proved that he believed God when he was put to the test. His actions backed up what his heart was feeling and what his confession was, and he operated in that principle. That's what the challenge is for us. But now this next section is a little indicting. Let me say that. Because it says, suppose a brother or a sister without clothes or daily food, and you just say, go in peace. Yeah, have a nice day. Check out that sunset, huh? Here's a problem that we have as Christians and as churches, and it's an indictment for sure in the context that everybody can be doing better in this realm. James is saying, if somebody who's a brother or a sister, so I repeat, it is a brother or a sister. It does say that, okay? Not every person on the planet is your brother or sister. You say, well, how could you possibly say that? Because Jesus in the Gospel of John chapter 8 said of certain Pharisees, you're of your father, the devil. So they were children of the devil. That ain't your brother or sister. It's not overly complex. But if brother or sister is lacking any clothing or any food, and we just say to them, awesome sauce, everything's great, smile, put on your Jesus face, and we're not doing anything to help if we can help, we're just lying to ourselves. We're just deceiving ourselves. It's like, wow, that's not good. And that is, by the way, what many have termed is just verbal faith versus actual faith. Verbal faith is just words, 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 words. Verbal faith is not actual faith. Faith that is put into action is faith. Does it have to be put into action every single moment of every single day? Probably not going to be, although that's a great goal. But whatever you're not putting into action, we need to put into action because that's what the Lord wants for us. And I want to point something out that people are going to absolutely hate, but it's too bad. And that is, for those that do not recognize, prayer that is directed towards the Lord on the behalf of others is an action. It is a fruit. And Jesus made that clear in the Gospel of John, chapter 15, 16, and 17. So prayer is a part of that because you're beseeching God on the behalf of others, using your faith, taking into action, spending time with God to help others, to bless others, to encourage others. That's a good thing, not a bad thing. But if you're in a capacity to help and you can pull it out of your pocket, pull it out of your pocket. If you can help somebody else, you know, we ask you to give to the ministry, sure. But if the Lord brings somebody into your life and you just have that touch or that tug, oh my goodness, please, by the grace of God, respond to that. That's what God wants you to respond to. Did you get that? All right. That's important. All right. Triv question. On which day of creation did God bring about mankind? Is that the second day? Is that the fourth day? Or is that the sixth day? And the answer is the sixth day, even though that was also a Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. That's not the point. It was the sixth day. All right. If you're in San Diego, hang out with us. Go to HeMustIncrease.org. Click on the Listen Live button. You can keep listening. If you're in Dallas, hang out with us. We're going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
This KAAM radio show with your very own David Spoon is not a business, but a nonprofit ministry first and foremost committed to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and strategically equipping the saints. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Christian believers, the hurting, and those not yet believers who need biblical truths. To continue our radio ministry and message of truth, we need many of our faithful listeners to support us, as well as ministry partners who might wish to sponsor the He Must Increase ministry. By giving, you wonderfully facilitate our priorities of assertively teaching the Word of God, and you get nothing in return. No quid pro quo. Nothing but a receipt at the end of the year indicating you gave to us, since your donation is 100% tax deductible. Remember that it says in Corinthians that whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Or in Proverbs, where it teaches that a generous person will prosper, whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. But if you cannot give, no problem. Continue to enjoy and learn and give however you see fit whenever you can. To support us, go to HeMustIncrease.org. That's HeMustIncrease.org. Such support is terribly appreciated, knowing it enables our beloved David Spoon to give to all of us his time, energy, like so few can. Right here on KAAM.
With his special guest today, Focus on the Family trauma specialist, Tim Sanford.
People, as they try to sort this out, they go through this, they go through maybe a litany or a list in their mind and try to evaluate, well, you know, is this this and is this this? And what you said right there is the key, that the core of our strength, the core of our ability to go on yet for another day in the midst of what we would consider to be chaos, both socially, politically, and in other realms, is the Lord. I mean, the Lord gives us the ability. I mean, until he blows that trumpet, we are not done.
Exactly, and that's where we come back to, people ask me, well, again, the why questions that people all across the U.S. are asking. And my best theological accurate answer I can give them is, I don't know. I don't stop there. That is an accurate answer. I finished my answer then by saying, here's what I do know.
Excellent.
I know that God is still on his throne. I know that God knew what was going on. I don't know why that. Here's what I do know. God is still a loving God. He still is in charge. Here's what I do know. Here's what I do know. Here's what I do know.
The David Spoon Experience.